Some people take the straight path in life. But at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you. Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Visit us at asuonline.asu.edu to learn more.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Denmark is considered the good faith capital of the world, with political scientist Gert Tingard Svensson claiming trust is the key to why Denmark is so wealthy and successful as a society. But how does Ireland compare? Are we as trusting? Are we trusting at all? I'm joined by freelance journalist Niamh O'Reilly. Good morning to you, Niamh. I was quite surprised to read some of the things that the Danes do. For example, they go out for a walk with their baby. Their baby is asleep in their pram. They all leave their babies outside coffee shops willy-nilly. There could be 6 babies in prams outside. They go in, have the cup of coffee with the pals, chatting away, not a bother on them, and then come back out, take their babies and go. I don't think you would see that here. What's going on?
It's completely wild. I read this article. I thought it was fascinating, actually. I had heard that Scandinavian countries do this. And I know there's benefits to having your baby sleep in, you know, the outdoors
air,
or maybe out at the bottom of your garden is one thing. But rocking up to your cafe, parking the pram and going in for the coffee and not batting an eyelid and not being worried and not being anxious that someone is going to take your baby. The concept was just completely wild and foreign, I think, to us here.
Yeah,
I think we just have a very different setup in our society. And I think if you look on a societal level, we are not as trusting a society.
Oh, no,
here,
but we're really not. I thought there was a really interesting stat as well. I was reading up on this phenomenon.
Yeah.
And there was a Danish woman in New York arrested for negligence because she left her baby outside a coffee shop in New York and went in to have a coffee because she thought that was just de rigueur. And she was actually arrested because culturally this is an unusual thing. But there's other things that they do. Their kids go out on their own, cycling and visiting each other. Like Bahontiok from about the age of 5 and 6, apparently. They leave their doors unlocked. Like we don't...
We're not like that. And I think there's probably a couple of reasons, I think, for that. If you look at our history, I think those in power, government, church, even, you know, healthcare, we have had cover-ups, and I think over the years that does something to a society because
But that's easy, okay? And I'm not disagreeing with you necessarily. I think that a lot of people would probably. Yeah. Is it easy though for us always to blame government and the church for everything? Is it not maybe that?
Say that again.
I said sorry. Is it kind of easy for us to blame government? Can you hear me here? Can Niamh hear us?
I can hear you now.
Okay, forgive me, Niamh. What I'm saying is it not a bit easy for us to blame the government and the church all the time and maybe never admit that maybe Irish people themselves, maybe we're inherently suspicious. Could we be? Have we lost Niamh? I think we have lost Niamh, unfortunately. Look, we should leave it there because we have lost Niamh, unfortunately. She can't hear me. I'm not sure we can hear her anymore. But look, never mind. I want to know what you think about it because Niamh makes the good point that, you know, well, maybe we've had a tough time of it. Maybe that's what's made us suspicious or less trusting because of how governments or whatever or the British or the church have operated. But is it as simple as that? Is it that there is always somebody else to blame? Or are we just a bit sketchy and that we are actually a little bit suspicious of each other? Let me know what you think about it. It's a very interesting thought, but the Danes are something else, aren't they?
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.